Thank you for calling customer service. Bernard Jess speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, you guys say that I've got an iPad Pro that I won a couple months, a few months back.
No, sir, we don't have iPad Pros here. Do you have do you have a zip code so I can locate an account with you?
What is this place? Is this a
We're a third party call center that service hundreds of accounts with multiple
Oh,
products.
really? Okay. Okay, because you guys have some kind of a contest that you win something every month or every week or something?
Well, I don't know what you might have signed up for, a survey or a contest or contest entry or a linked email. I don't
Yeah.
know what you might have registered for, a survey, and sometimes they offer the gifts for you doing the survey. And sometimes
Yeah.
in the survey, it does tell you in the terms and conditions that
Yeah, I,
if you
but
don't.
it keeps telling me that I've got this iPad Pro that I've won and I haven't picked it up yet.
It's not that you've won an iPad Pro, sir. You've won a chance to win an
Because
i.
it said I have won and I haven't picked it up yet. I won it a few months back.
It said that you've won a chance. If you read before that,
Won
without
a
taking
chance.
it.
No, it says that you've got it there and it's ready for pickup.
No, sir. We don't have iPads here.
You don't have iPads yet. So it's a scam then.
No, sir. It's not a scam. I'm in a call center that handles hundreds. We got many people that have done the survey, have the gadget club or membership or the whatever you signed. If I had your zip code, I can see what you signed up for. I mean, I'm talking without an account.
98606.
I'm
Nine eight
sorry.
six oh six.
Nine
Nine
eight.
eight six oh six.
One moment,
Nine
please.
eight six oh six.
One moment, please.
Okay.
What's your name, sir?
Keith Milburn.
Nine 8606 is the zip code, is that correct?
Yep.
Okay, I'm not pulling up a Keith.
Oh,
Let me see if I can put it in by name. Let's see, KIETH.
KEI.
KEITH.
Yep.
Okay. And the last name?
Milburn.
MILBURN. And
Yep.
let's see if. Okay, Mr. Milburn, will you verify your address for me, please?
24204 Northeast Rawson Road.
Okay. Let's see, your transaction is filling up now. Okay, sir. So for you, this initiated back in September 27, 2021. Were you paid $6.97 for shipping and handling to get a Wi-Fi booster? Okay.
No, that
So,
wasn't that. They're saying an iPad Pro with some keyboard or something.
I don't have an iPad Pro here for you, sir. Let me locate and see. I was able to pull up. You have several from September. I have it all listed here. I don't see anything about a tablet or iPad Pro. We don't have iPad Pros here. this is the account here that I see that you've been charging $49 for. The last charge I saw was December 4th. But the iPad Pro comes from you registering for something, and I don't see that. Did you just do it not too long? Because sometimes it has a 20-minute delay.
No, no, this was a while back. But I mean, this is the number that it says for customer service.
Yeah, we are the customer service that handles the accounts, but I don't have anything to do with the products or anything. We handle the accounts. Like if you were to call and say, hey, haven't received my my shipping, I can check the tracking number to see where it is. I can check and see had it been whatever. But I don't see.
So who is it that I would talk to?
I'm sorry?
So who is it that I would talk to about that?
I really, let me see here if they have any kind of contact person. I don't know. Let me look and see. I don't. I'm trying to find a contact person for you. Let's see what you got here. Hold on. This was back from September, though. You received the Wi-Fi booster?
Yeah, I got that.
So what are you inquiring? So I don't have anything for you for an iPad, so I don't have any information on the iPad. All I have is the Wi-Fi booster.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you for calling customer service. Have a wonderful night.
You too.